Hey, it's Christian here. Just want to let you know that Chrissy and I are currently exploring Indonesia. We're in the port of Lombok today, and tomorrow we're in Bali. Now, we don't really know how we're going to be when we get back, so we've pre-recorded today's episode, and we have a very special guest, and we had a fuckload of fun with them. Mark Sebastian. Who is he and what does he do? You probably already know the answer to that, but I'm sure there are a few of you who've been living under a rock who don't know the deal with Mark. Now, let me catch you up to speed. Mark Sebastian and Chrissy 50 and Cranky are pretty much the sole reasons why I'm on this cruise. Now, Mark had this same experience that I had. Well, he, in early December, the cruise leaves, it begins its journey, its nine-month journey, early December. Mark makes a TikTok that says, put me on the ship. I want to get on it. I want to get on and I want to see all the shit that's going on. He gets a sponsor, Atria Books, and he buys a ticket and he gets on board. Now, Mark's experience was, is, as you'll hear in this chat, his experience is very different from the experience we are having. His was terrible. He came on board this cruise having majority of the passengers knowing that he was getting on, and oh, this influence is getting on to cause a scene, like we must push him overboard. Literally, they were awful and rude, and he got on and he made just the most amazing TikToks. I was glued watching Mark, absolutely glued. Now, he got the drama, he got the tea, he got everything that was sort of the best thing I can say to do if you are unaware or have not seen Mark's content, is to stop this podcast, go and find him on TikTok, literally just put M-A-R-C, and he'll be the first person that comes up, but it's Mark Sebastian, and scroll back a little bit to his content in December, and watch those TikToks, and watch them in order from start to finish, and you'll see this incredible journey. I went back and I watched his TikToks, and it's so interesting watching the first one and hearing how he sounds, and going, oh, he hasn't had any sleep, or his voice has been altered because of the air conditioning. Like, oh, I'm just going back and watching all his stuff that he made, and I'm reliving it all, and just, anyways, let's start. I had Mark Sebastian on a FaceTime call. Now, the audio's not, it's just all right. It's not fantastic, but it was very impromptu, last minute. Come on, Mark, get on the podcast. Let's have a great time. And so this is our chat with Mark Sebastian. Mark Sebastian, thank you for joining us. Before we begin, I'm just going to get something. Just one second. Chrissy, would you like a bottle of Evian or normal water? Ooh, I have Evian. Ooh, I have sparkling. Here we go.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Thank you.
There's Evian and then we've got a 932.
Okay.
Mark, I wish I could give you one, but you're obviously in LA at the moment.
It's so ideal to be hydrated.
What a fun little bit.
What a fun little bit. Thank you so much for joining us. I cannot, like...
Look at his face.
Look at us sitting here, looking at the phone. We're FaceTiming.
I think he needs to be closer, though, on the chair.
Mark Sebastian. I can't... it's just I've got the phone rigged up to record. And then the angle of the cat. Anyway. Okay. We're both very overwhelmed.
I'm not.
Oh, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, I am.
I'm in my prime. look at that.
Okay, well, I'll start by saying I fucking love... Am I allowed to curse? I don't even need to.
Yeah.
Oh, babes. Babes, you're Mark's friends.
I absolutely love your podcast. This has been so much fun to... I wish that I would have done a podcast, but also to see... I mean, like, I deeply regret not, like, going there with someone who, like, I could, like, share the exact same experience. You know what I mean? Like, you guys got on at the same time. You guys are from the same place. Like, it was a lot easier for you guys. I'm like, it's actually a lot easier for you guys to be on there. It was a lot harder for me because I was all by myself. No, but I'm just saying it has been so fun to watch your friendship bloom and your friendships with everyone else on the cruise. It's been amazing.
Because for the first 7 days for you... can you describe that? Because you've told me it was tough.
Yeah, the first 7 days. So the first 2 days, for some reason in Buenos Aires, they had us dock, on an overnight, which maybe they did that for you as well. So that
No, we were straight out 4 o'clock, the boat, the ship.
I got on in Buenos Aires at like 1 p.m. with a nosebleed and a dream. And and I was like, okay, like, let's do this. And I got on there and I knew that we had an overnight in Buenos Aires. So a lot of the people who were on the cruise were not there that night because everyone's like doing excursions. A lot of people were going to Iguazu Falls. So they weren't on there even for until like the, until we sailed the next day. Actually, we had a 2-day. I'm pretty sure we had a 2-day overnight.
I think
and it was really weird because I was just like so isolated. And I know when you said when you first got on, it was like a ghost town for you. Mm-hmm. That's how it was for me, like the first couple of days. Except I was like walking around with my like little gizmo or Osmo thing, and people were giving me the craziest looks. And I think a lot of those people probably were people also getting on in Buenos Aires who had probably seen my videos prior to this. And so they, it was like a, that sort of subsector because I didn't see a lot of the world cruisers those first couple of nights. And then I think I went to, I know you guys just went to the Vlogger Blogger meetup, which was overwhelming for me. And that was like, I remember I ran into someone in the hall and they were like, oh, we're going to the Vlogger meetup. And I had told them, listen, I would love to go. Like, I'd love to tell you guys all about, you know, how I feel like you can monetize this, like give you guys any advice. Because I, when I got on there, I knew that if I was going to be recording a lot of these people, you know, like a lot of these cruisers, I wanted to make sure that they were also getting something out of it. And since I was not bringing like heap loads of incredible merch, I had to bring advice.
Yeah, so, well, I was blackmailing with the merchandise. Can I just say, so I've heard from a million, I'm not going to live up to the Mark Sebastian reputation. You helped them so much.
Yeah.
And I, like, they talk about you constantly.
Constantly.
Especially Tam. Tam looks me in the eyes and goes, Mark Sebastian is better than you. And I'm like, Tam, every night at dinner. Every night at dinner. Like, you really had a huge impact on them for their socials and they're so much more confident and they talk about you a lot and what you did for them. And then especially absolutely. When you're off the ship, when all the hacking was taking place.
I mean, I think that I really resonated with them and really bonded with them because they were still so new to the entire experience of TikTok. Like, a lot of them didn't really know what to do with this virality. And so when I got on there, I think 75% of them were like, 25% of them were like, okay, like, you know, I think he's going to be okay. Like, I think he'll be nice to everyone. And I really had to win everyone over. But I feel like because I am very similar to who I am online, as I am in person, it was easy for me to do that. There wasn't that much of a transition between that. But I'm so happy. I mean, Pam, Bobby truly were like my parents there. Like, I'm not kidding, if I didn't have Tam and Bobby there, I would not have been able to survive that because I knew every night at 7 p.m. I was going down to have dinner with them.
Yeah.
And then I could tell them, hey, you know, the Daily Mail just wrote another hate article about me today, or like this person said this really mean thing about me today. And they would just be like, oh girl, who cares? Like, let's eat dinner, let's make fun of everyone. And it was, that's what I really loved. Also, there, I'm sure that you're also noticing, or maybe not so much, but there weren't that many openly queer people that I was interacting with. And my queer family, my trans family, like, are a really big, important part of my life here. So not having that on the cruise, I think, was really difficult for me.
The other thing I would like to point out, which you mentioned before, was you got on very early on at the start of the, you know, 9-month leg. Mm. And so we're getting on 3 months later. So our experiences are really different because I guess everyone has found their cliques and groups and they've settled in. So, you know, they're a lot more comfortable having randoms come on board. And then
I'd hardly call us randoms.
But we're not like, we're not, oh, gosh, she's got tickets on herself.
Well, you know, we're hardly called randoms.
In all honesty, I mean, we are kind of like, We are randoms as in, like, we weren't in the original subsector of world cruisers, right? I mean, we are baby leggers, and we always will be known as
such. Intruders. We're intruders.
But we are. We are sort of intruders, and we did come from the virality of the cruise, right? So, like, that was something I think that they weren't prepared for. I don't think any of those people, when they set sail, knew that this cruise was going to go as viral as it did, and that there would be people like us, like, jumping onto the ship to be like, hey, what's going on here? And I have to commend them because, like, they not only are they dealing with the insane, like, notoriety and also, like, eyes that are on them the entire time, they are also dealing with, like, people like us who are, like, coming on being like, oh my god, like, what's going on? And they really have taken that in stride. I am so curious to hear about the cliques that are forming, only because, like, when I was there, everyone was still very much like, oh, like, we're all hanging out, we're all being friends, like, we all love each other. And I'm sure that they still do now, but the cracks were starting to show.
Oh, the cracks are caverns.
Yeah, and I think so. And we're also, I'm not kidding, 2 days after I got off the ship was the incident.
Yes,
and created a divide.
Just to catch people up to speed, there was a passenger who did go live after having some alcoholic beverages. All I can say is just imagine someone wearing a red MAGA cap, and they went on, and it wasn't great. And it really, I think that changed the whole... It changed everyone. Everyone talks about that incident, and...
Yeah, I mean, also because... you know, that the person that was involved in that incident wasn't necessarily like that in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like and to me, and obviously I do not stand by any, like I could not be more opposing to what they said. But when I was on that cruise, and I also feel, I don't feel like a sense of like responsibility, but like, you know, when I went onto that cruise, I do think that I brought even more eyes onto that.
Oh, absolutely.
I know, but and I didn't want to be like, oh, guys, like, you know, like the more, like, with me coming on board, more of these. I mean, my videos were getting, throughout the entire time of me being on the cruise, over the course of, I think, like, 40 to 45 videos, it got 75 million views, which is, like, the most, which is the amount of views that I got in, like, the first 2 years on
you
TikTok.
Got more than, you got more than that? Add the 61 million from the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, for that one Drake passage
moment,
which is
amazing.
Crazy.
61 million. God.
It's truly insane. But I felt like, and what spurred that moment was the whole Whoopi Goldberg thing. And that was insane. That was a whole, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that other than like, I'm like.
What do you mean, Whoopi Goldberg's?
So the Whoopi Goldberg, so you saw the View thing, right? Where Whoupi Goldberg went on, said my name, and was
so,
like,
just to catch people up to speed, there are godmothers of the ship, Mark Sebastian. Oh, sorry, I love using your full name.
And everyone does.
Mark Sebastian. You made a video where you were just alerting us to the fact, you know, you can't say the Titanic on a cruise, and then there's a godmother and Whoopi Goldberg, and then you filmed Whoopi, and then you got off the ship, and next minute, the View, which is... one of the most, you know, popular shows is talking about your TikToks of Whoopi being the godmother of the Serenade of the Seas.
Yeah, it was a really... but also just picture this when I first... because you've seen the photo of Whoopi Goldberg now on the cruise, right?
I actually haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, it's on the fourth floor, yeah. And it's right by the entrance of the dining room. Yeah. And I was doing... I was on live one night on Ambient,
yep.
And was walking around the ship by myself at like 4 a.m. on live, just going like, what's going on? And then like I turn a corner, bam, photo of Whoopi Goldberg. And I'm going, what is this? Why is there... And there's no... I don't think that there is any sort of explanation to why there is a photo. I'm pretty sure it just says her name. And so I'm going, why is there a photo of Whoopi Goldberg? Yeah. And then everyone in my comments going, she's the godmother of the ship, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, godmother of the ship? And then that's when I found out that like, they have godmothers of the ship. And like, 2 years later, they made Princess Fiona one of the godmothers of the ship. And what I thought was so funny was that like 2 weeks ago, someone else had seen that video about Whoopi Goldberg and then wrote in the comment section, this makes the framed photo of Princess Fiona on my cruise ship make so much more sense. And I was like, can you imagine that? That there's just like on somewhere in the world sailing in the ocean right now is a cruise ship with a giant framed photo of Princess Fiona.
I'm here
like
for
outside
it.
Of a dining room.
I'm here for it.
I want to work out, you know what? I'm going to work out who the godmothers are of the other ships.
Have you got any headshots here? We should put one of you on one of them little...
That's smart.
Yes.
You should.
That's a good... Why don't we do that for you? You're the godmother.
Godmother?
Oh my God, can you imagine if we did it over Dita?
I'm sorry, the amount of money that woman has spent, I don't understand why she hasn't got a ship named after her.
This one, Christine, got a wardrobe tour. She just pushed in, she barged into Adita's room and started going through her wardrobe, demanding that she, can I borrow this? Can I borrow this?
I think that's, you know, you're exaggerating.
And we got into Letitia and Diana's junior suite.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
I already heard it. Which is, I mean, that sounds insane. I didn't even get that much time to spend with Letitia, and
they loved you. Yeah, they said that you saw them for the last part of the cruise.
Yeah, I saw them, and they were so nice. So like nice. They were. I feel like, and it sucks because obviously that was another set of queer people that I didn't get to like meet, and there were,
and their story is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And are you ready? Are we all sitting down? $362,000 for the room. But they worked, well, even when I go, but you worked hard for that. Letitia goes, nah, I didn't.
tell Mark about the fake.
Oh, Mark. Listen, oh, my God, this. Mark. I've got to come up
this.
Close to the phone.
Got to listen to this.
This is how financially well they're doing. So we're going to Bali and Chrissy's like, oh, can't wait to go and get all the fakes. And they both look at us like, sorry, what's a fake? And we were just like, oh, it must be nice. They don't even know fakes exist. They're like, oh, no, everything we have, it's definitely real. It's real.
They have no idea that DHgate exists.
Yeah. Or Temu. Most of our wardrobes are from.
Wish.
I have no idea what that is.
But that's the thing that I love about this is the vast array of...
We don't have any money and that
we have no money. Thank you, Every Plate, for paying me to be here.
I'm yet to find one.
But okay. Thank you, Every Plate. Thank you to our sponsor, Every Plate.
And Atria Books. Thank you. Shout out to Atria Books. Just the vast difference in financial wealth. I was just talking to an Australian. I just got stopped just before. And she was like, Christian, you're an Australian. Where do you live? And I was like, oh, Brisbane. And she goes, oh, yes, I have properties there. And I was like, oh, amazing. Oh, I've got properties. I've got a whole apartment complex at Evans Head and Central Coast and Fall. And I'm just going,
of course you do.
I want to be best friends with all of these people.
It's really crazy because there actually is such a vast like array of financial like salaries on that ship. And like people have made money.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We're experiencing technical difficulties. Hold on.
I don't find it to be like passé or gauche to talk about. I don't know which word am I supposed to use. Passé or gauche?
Crass.
I think it's gauche.
I've never heard gauche before.
I've not heard
gauche. That sounds like a Kath and Kim. Gross. That's gross.
Stop. That's very gross.
That's gross. Gross.
People were very open and telling me their stories about how they were able to get onto that cruise. And that is really, I remember on like the 12th day, I had this like insane epiphany where I was in my room just going like, I had been looking at all these people like they were these characters on a TV show. And then like you come in here and I start meeting all of them and I understand all their stories and I know that like they're like on this ship and they're so excited about it. And that's like when I feel like I started to sort of shift my perspective of what it was like to be on that ship and how I was speaking about it and how I was like presenting my like opinion as though it was like fact. And because I feel like I was doing that before when in the later videos, I feel like I really approached it being like, this is how I'm feeling. These people on this cruise ship absolutely love being here and that's fabulous. But like, cruising's not for me. That's like how it is. That's how it'll always be. But I don't think that because I don't like it makes it bad. Or I will still stick by the fact that that ship is disgusting and it's literally the most hideous thing I've ever seen. But like the experience is, I'm sure, priceless.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely disgusting. I got out my USB microscope.
No.
Oh.
I don't know. No one asked you to do that.
No one asked.
I regret doing it so early on. In the journey, it is
horrendous.
The most like sitting on this couch, having seen under the microscope. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the ship.
I want to know. It's gross. But Chrissy, what made you? Because I remember you didn't you first post the first video saying Christian, you should go on the ship.
Yeah, I did.
And then so, what made you go, okay, I want to go on this ship as well?
Oh, fear of missing out, basically. Absolute fear of missing out and that he needed me. So he cheated me.
I can't even tell you. I was like, initially I was like, oh good, I have someone to hold the camera. And then I realised she's actually so bad at holding the camera and recording. God. Oh, Mark.
You keep banging on about
need to,
this.
Well, I need to tell people because it's devastating. Four core pieces of content
bangs
that I needed
on.
Filmed.
Bang
four.
On.
Shh. I gave her the phone and I'm like, I want to do a duet with Adita. We're going to sing Cruising. Can you please film it? She captured the last 3 seconds and it was pointed at the floor. The second time I was dressed to the nines in my pineapple outfit and I was like, I need a shot of me coming into the ship that's going to tie this whole package together. I get 3 seconds of the floor again. And then there was two more times.
In the spa.
In the spa. Oh, for the Today Show cross. They were like, Christian, we need to get some really good footage. I gave Chrissy the phone while I was in the spa, a beautiful pan. And again, I got like a close-up of my nipple for 3 seconds.
I think your expectations on me.
But it's so hard. Like I'm under the pump. And I was like, look, you're a content creator and you can't even... devastated. But she has been my absolute rock on this cruise. And I couldn't have done it without you. And it also makes me... I get very sad. I'm all right now, but emotional, knowing that you didn't have that. I had it straight away. And I also had strawberries and waters and all this experience. And I was still so overwhelmed. I don't know how the fuck you did this.
I think we need a redo.
Say,
I think we need a redo, Mark.
Yeah, well, I don't think Mark's going to get back on. A redo, where you come on board and you... and then you're loved from the start again.
I am so happy that you guys are having so fun. I don't even think they would let me back on that ship, honestly. But what I will say is that very early on, I did also discover Nadine. And Nadine also was, like, very much... I mean, also similar to Chrissy's... Nadine did suck at recording the content that I needed her to record for me.
See?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
See?
She was very much a rock for me as well. Like, she was in my room very often. Like, I was even just, like, sitting there while I was editing, just so I had someone, so I didn't feel, like, so isolated in my room. Mm-hmm. Because it was really, like, I was so, the whole thing was so new. And I'm not kidding when I say that I had 6 days from when I booked the cruise to when I got on, when I left for Buenos Aires, right? And then I had like 2 days in Buenos Aires, but I was like partying and hooking up with cute Argentinian boys and not paying attention to.
Did you get any sexy time on this cruise?
Not a single, not even a glance.
Not even a
guy. Oh, no.
Not even if there was one hot guy that I saw who has a beard. I don't know if he's still on there.
Anthony?
Big beard. What? Oh, no, Anthony is... But Anthony's super hot. And Anthony, I... Wait. And when you said Anthony was 54, that you're talking about Anthony Antoine?
Yes. We learned that yesterday at the bloggers meet. I thought he was the same age as me.
He's 54?
I know. Do you know what?
I don't want to out them as well, but do you know how old Shannon and Brandy are?
Yes, we had that instantly. Tam was like, there's Brandy, she's XYZ. And I was like, there is absolutely no way in hell.
You could have told me Shannon was 27 and Brandy was 32, and I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had several people say that I look younger than
me. Mark, we got mistaken for a married couple.
Tell me more. And who was it, by a blind person?
And deaf?
Yeah.
Oh, was it
Helen Keller?
Said
that?
Helen Keller.
Helen
Keller!
Is, Chrissy, what I think is so cool about your content is I feel like there is, you know, you really like carved out such a unique space in that content. Like, I don't think all these people who were watching this cruise expected to come on and like also fall in love with you. They saw that saw Christian coming on, and like now you're so good at making content. You're so easy, and also I've noticed that a lot of your stuff is sort of one cut, and like that's crazy.
That's because she doesn't know how to record.
Anything.
Yeah,
look, that's pure genius. I've actually carved my career from a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
I foresee that being, you know, the norm and future trends.
Although I have to say my favourite video was the one you did yesterday, dressed as Kath, power walking around the ship.
Oh, and can I say thank you to you, who in capitals knew exactly where I was going with that.
I mean, I love Kath and Kim. That's Australian. There's also I'm sure you've seen, this is more British, but definitely... viewed in Australia as well, but AbFab.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's our childhood.
Grew up on
AbFab
it.
AbFab I mean, like, one of the best monologues I've ever seen, where she picks up the phone and she goes, Johnny, this is the mood board for next season. Prostitute, slut, hooker, whore, cigarettes, slut, dirty, sex,
can we do that?
Johnny, but with great shoes. I say that every day. I'm like, but with great shoes. I'm like telling someone, I'm like, all right, let's go get dinner. Let's do something like this. But wait. With great shoes.
With great shoes.
I'm here for the great shoes.
Everything needs to be done in great shoes. But I also loved your video where you flip up your earrings onto your ear and then pop your hood, your hair into a shower cap.
That was 2.1 like, million views on that one, babes. That was 2.1 million views on that.
She brought the shower cap to the Port of Brisbane, and as soon as it started raining, shower cap comes out. And I was just like, who is this woman?
I'm sorry, I have a commitment to JW here at Kellyville to keep my hair absolutely in mint condition.
The amount of brand mentions.
I'm yet to be branded, but I'm plugging.
My question is, what do you think has surprised you the most getting on that ship? Like, what did you think that you... What was the one thing that you were like, oh, wow, like, I had no idea that this was going on or that this was like this. I thought it was different. What's that?
What do you reckon?
God, great question.
And then I have an even better question.
No, so you know what surprised me the most is genuinely, I did not expect it to be as overstimulating. The sounds, the carpet is loud, the walls are loud, the art is loud, the sounds are loud, coupled with the rocking. And then people coming at you and the seasickness and you're trying to listen and then you've got a conversation that's riveting happening next to you, so you're trying not to listen. It's just, and then you've got the staff who are beautiful, but they do come up to you quite a lot, and I'm just like, that surprised me a lot how much it had a really big impact on me mentally.
And imagine all of that in the vortex in 1980 when that rotating bar was going. Like, imagine all of that while you were on a bar that rotated.
Well, see, I'll just interrupt you for a moment. They had a golf set up in the vortex room. So go on, do it.
So we went to the bloggers meet in the vortex, and it was really windy. So it was just like, this was the constant noise. And then I didn't realise there's a golf thing. And so you just hear... And then you... And then it was hard not to laugh because then it's between...
It's like the Haunted Mansion mini golf course.
And then the drinks trolleys. They were bringing out all the drink. The staff were bringing out... So and I was like... And everyone's whisper quiet. And I'm sitting there going, I can't hear a single thing anyone is saying. I'm so overwhelmed.
Are you doing it in the
card
room?
No.
No, up in the vortex.
That's so... The first... The vlogger meeting when I went was in the card room. And I walked into everyone in a circle. And I was like, oh my God, this is a flashback to my first AA meeting.
Yes!
And I was like...
Yes!
And I'm like, I'm going, hi, I'm Mark Sebastian. I'm an influencer. And everyone goes, hi, Mark.
Wow. Yeah, it was very... The circle was very intimidating.
It was very intense, the circle.
And everyone was really quiet.
Very quiet. And that's also... That day is when I met Adida and then had the altercation where that person yelled at me for swearing. Was in that room right after that meeting in front of everyone.
Oh, that was the card room?
Was that the card room?
Oh, my God. You got accosted... I thought you got accosted in a fancy Pinnacle Lounge.
I thought it was in the library.
No. That was in the card room on the... fourth floor, I think. That's like right by the entrance to, on opposite side of the Whoopi Goldberg portrait, there's like a little small room. Also the same room that I played Jenny's husband's board game in.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I could not get it. I was like, he was throwing out words. He's like, okay, you can crush him, but only if the moon is full, it's a Tuesday, and that girl's on her period. And I'm going, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I use this? And he's like, no. You can only use that in the fourth turn. And LRB, though, LRB is going, yep, that makes sense. Putting this down, winning. And I'm just sitting there going, okay. I know you guys are obsessed with LRB, as you should. As you should be. LRB and LRB's mom were two of, like, the standout people that I met on that cruise. Also, wait, but Chrissy, we didn't get to what you were surprised by.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, it's the assault of the senses for me. Like, every sense, the sound, the hearing, the taste, everything. And
And
if you had to put into, like, if you had to rate which one was, like, what of your senses was over the most overstimulating, what would you do? Because mine would be sound.
Sound.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's the sound. Because you don't have any breaks. You're walking from one room to another room to another room to another. There's no... The only moment I thought there was a moment of silence was when I was in a lift going up to the fourth floor.
And for 6 seconds.
For 6 seconds.
Even
for
when
six
you go seconds. To the vortex at the top.
There was that one person who told me, they were like, if it's so loud, why don't you go into the library? And I was like, oh, the library that's on the 12th floor above the live band that plays 24 hours a day, where it's like an acoustic, it's like literally a man with an acoustic banjo and a bad attitude. And he's just like, struggling along. And I'm going, what is happening?
Did you ever go into the Windjammer and feel like the floor was going to fall on you and all these loud
what
bangs?
Is that?
And I was like, I had to go up to a staff member. I was like, can you hear that? Something's going to happen. And he's like, no, that's the kids' room is above the Windjammer, and it's the kids like thumping and bumping it. And I thought the whole ship was gonna like cave in. There's so much.
The kids, though, have the kids been following you around? Because when I was on there and I was like filming, the kids would follow me around, and I'd be like,
oh,
I would like turn a corner and they'd be like right there, like laughing at me, and then run away. And I'd be like, I will follow
you. He's a Pied Piper of the children.
Like, one of so Oksana's young son was really friendly. He came up and he was like, hello, good to see you, how's it going? I was like, oh my gosh, you've got to be like 10. It was really lovely, and then just ran away. But I haven't really seen any.
That's crazy, because there were a number of them when I was
there's a
there,
few around, like, but they're just like, they'll be playing ping pong, and that's about it.
That's really interesting. Because I feel like I experienced a lot of children on there. Really? And then my next question is, okay, so if we were all on Survivor, right? Every one of the cruisers was on Survivor.
Right.
Two-part question. Mm-hmm. One, who were you voting off first? And two, who do you think would win?
Ooh,
well, the biggest threat would be, I think, Dr. Jenny Travels, I reckon.
That's so, and remember, we're all included in this as well. So, like, they can vote us off, we can vote, so...
Oh, well, I'd probably vote it off because I wouldn't be a great team player and I'd be holding everyone back.
Oh, no, I would have taken myself off.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Dr. Jenny Travels, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Explain.
She just seems really good at everything that she does. Like, for Survivor, for that show Survivor, I think she'd be great. And she's very nice, and I reckon she would win. Like, I reckon she would have the best chance of winning, which is why I try to get rid of her earlier.
And she's got a good wardrobe.
She's just great. Like, I just feel like she could cartwheel away, and I don't know.
And
just
the hair flick.
Yeah.
And the knee in position as she's coming out of the cartwheel.
I would never... Who would I never go on Survivor with?
No, who do you think would win? You think
I think Dr. Jenny would win, for sure.
Oh, no,
what
I think
about
LRB.
You?
If I was on Survivor and they were like, okay, it's time to vote, like, they would, like, pan over and I would already be writing Angie's name down. Because I would vote Angie off so quick because she would win. Like, it would be...
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you that, like, I would need to get Angie off the second I stepped foot onto that island, because I feel like Angie is the kind of girl who is so, like, nice and so... like, kind-hearted, but also she definitely has this other side to her where she could manipulate the fuck out of anyone.
Okay.
And I just know that if she got to the final three and she, like, had to make her case for why she would win, she would whoop my ass. So I would vote her off in literally 0.3 seconds, and then I would probably vote you, Christian, off. Because I wouldn't be able to handle the competition.
The hatred
having
is
another
real.
Funny gay guy.
The hatred
it's
is real.
Right,
well, the first thing when I first ever had a face to face conversation with Mark, it was, if they like you more than me, I will never speak to you again. I was like, hi, I'm Christian, and he's like, if they like you more than me, I'm unfollowing you, I'm blocking you, and I'm blocking everyone on that cruise.
I have really bad jealousy issues. Terrible jealousy issues.
Okay.
Look, you own it. I mean, that's very good. That
I'm still trying to win them over. A lot of them still prefer you.
No, you can definitely win a lot of them
but
over.
But we're so different. You can't compare the two. And I think that's why I didn't feel like... Because you got on this cruise and... I'm not going to lie. I took your idea and here I am. But I don't think in any way that we're similar... that I thought I would just be copying what you were doing. And so we're just so different. And we've both brought such different... Look, just take this compliment. Yours, so much more riveting. Glued to my fucking screen, refreshing all the time. I'm just, like, here for the gags and the lols. But, like, you were just the lay of the land, the each characters. You got out there, you explored, you went to events, you did all these things, which I just am struggling hard. Like, we had a good chat before where it was go do karaoke at night or go do something at night and then you'll feel better. And I'm like, I can't do it.
I hear that. Thank you for the compliment. But I also feel like your content right now is so good because people are watching your content. Like, and I feel like a lot of the people who really didn't like my content are watching your content to see if I was lying. You know what I mean? Like, they are glued into your screen to be like, was he being dramatic or or was all this actually true? And the fact that both of you are going, this is so overstimulating, makes me feel so validated because I was on that cruise fighting for my fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, I was fighting for my fucking life by myself, like going, guys, I can't, but also by myself on live to like 8,000 people going, I'm gonna throw myself overboard. I can't take the noise. It's driving me mental. And everyone would be like, you fucking entitled little brat. Like, you should be so lucky to be on this cruise. And I'm going, babe, I'll switch places with you right now.
Yeah.
Like, I will get, like, it was like day three and I was like, vote me off. I can't be on here. This is too much for me. But I'm happy that I ended up staying for the whole time, even though I thought I was going to get voted off by Royal Caribbean.
It's because people who cruise are in their own world. Like, it is a cult. And so when you come into someone's, like, religion and you start pointing out all the flaws, it's like, you know, you go to a Scientologist and you tell them it's not real, it's all fake, and they lose their shit at you. It's exactly the same. You know, they're like, so what, the ship creaks? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to be in my room and trying to sleep and all I can hear is the creaking. It's so annoying. Well, that's just part of cruising. It's like, well, can I just complain about it, please? Like, can I just criticize? No. You can still love this. You can still have a great time. But I would just like to point out all the fucking flaws as someone who hasn't drunk the Kool-Aid yet.
And the colours. Can we talk about the colours? Like,
the colours.
Who's decorated this place?
Fluorescent beige. You know what I mean? It's like... And the most, like, subdued maroons that I'm just like, God, what are we... And the journeys that the carpet takes you on.
Oh,
I'm just like, my God.
I don't... And obviously they do that because they don't want it to look dirty. Yeah. Because, I mean, it is disgusting. Mm. But I would rather it look dirty than have to walk around. And it looks like... You ever see one of those magic eyes? Where you go like this and you see something in it? I'm telling you that that's what that carpet is. It's like a magic eye where you're like, is that a pony or is that just a carpet?
I took a photo of myself in this incredibly loud pineapple shirt.
I saw that.
I got lost in the carpet. I was like, oh my God, I don't even stand out. Like, this is so loud and aggressive. Can I ask you, Mark, would you ever get on a cruise again? If just for a short amount of time? Because this isn't a real cruise experience. This is not a cruise.
The funny thing is that before this whole experience, like, one of my absolute dreams was to go on an Amazon River cruise. So yes, I would go back on a cruise, but it would need to be like a cruise that's like by the Four Seasons. You know what I mean? Like, I will be so honest with you. I am like a prissy bitch when it comes to vacation.
Can I just tell you what Tam said last night at dinner? Because Tam was like, well, Mark didn't have... Like, she said this lovingly. Well, Mark didn't have a great time because he's this gorgeous, stunning model that's used to five-star hotels, and he constantly would have all these five-star hotels and all this, and then he came on board the ship. And I'm like, yes, Tam, but you still get bottled water at a Formula One for $61 a night. She's like, no, I know, but I just want everyone to know that cruising is fun, but Mark was used to five-star hotels.
Uh-huh. And I think that I don't show, like, a lot of... I mean, I had a whole life before I was on TikTok, right? Like, I was modeling, but I was also working for this designer, and I was getting to visit. That's how I've been to all seven continents. I was because I went with him to Africa, to Australia, to Asia, to so many different places. I feel very lucky that I was able to get on that cruise in the first place, without a doubt, and that I was able to do it so quickly, like, over Christmas. But I think that... that was something people couldn't get over. People couldn't get over me feeling like I was this, like, entitled person that, like, was complaining the whole time, when in reality, I was just trying to show the most truthful, yes, I'm sure heightened and, like, hyperbolic version of what I was experiencing. But, like, would I go on another cruise like that, where it's, like, a big cruise ship filled with, like, 700 people? No. Would I go on a cruise ship that was, like, maybe, like, 60 people, and in my room was a jacuzzi with, like, a giant
God.
That I could do animals in? Yes.
When we saw the junior suite, I immediately went, oh, I could do this. I could absolutely. There was a bathtub in their bathroom. You know, they had a sun lounger on the balcony. They had a walk-in closet. You know, the room was twice the size of anyone, three times the size. It was beautiful. And the air was different. I don't know. They pumped filtered air. They got bottles of Evian every day.
And there I am on the third floor. I'm parched. I'm going to have to drink tap water. Oh. And also, wait, I don't know if you got the drink packages, but that's the one thing that I, like, don't feel like I, like, expressed as much as I wanted to. When I got the drink package, I think I paid, like, $500 for, like, a soda package, right? When I tell you that the only soda that you can get is from the fountain, but there are no fountains, like, just around the ship.
No, there isn't. Like, I haven't seen one.
You have to go up and ask for it. And so, like, all I would ever get was Coke, but the Coke would be so flat every single time that I'd be like, I'm really sorry. I put this in one of my videos, but there was one time where I was at the Windjammer. Someone gives me a Coke. I drink it. It's probably, like, my third flat one in, like, a day. I bring it back up and I'm like, hey, sorry, like, this is actually really flat. Do you think I could get another one? He takes a coffee stirrer, puts it into the cup, goes like this, like, no. One bubble rises up and goes, no, it's not. And I go,
thank you.
You're right. Actually, it's fine. I'll take this one. I'm like, I'll take this. Because at that point, I was so scared of anyone thinking that, like, I was being a diva or, because I, you know, there were, when I tell you that there were shooters everywhere, like, everyone, like, there were so many people on that Facebook group that were talking so much crap about me and really nasty things about my body, things about, like, throwing me overboard, things about, like, me sounding gay or being effeminate, like, being a diva, stuff like that I was not meant to
see. It was bullying and harassment. I saw them, and they were, like, that's what made me so upset, is that's what you were met with when you left your room.
Yeah, that was that, but also, though, like, I was also met with, like, so much love and kindness from people like Tam and Bobby and Nadine and Angie, like, all these people who took the time out. I mean, also one time Shannon came down to my room for, like, 2 hours on, like, a really hard day where I feel like she knew I was having a hard day, just sat in my room. We talked all about her. It was, like, I feel like a lot of times on the cruise, people wanted to know a lot about me because they had already gotten to know each other, right? Like, everyone's sort of bored talking to each other at this point. Mm. It's, like, being married and having to, like, see each other for so long.
Yeah.
So, like, people would ask me a lot of questions about myself, and I was just, like, so sick of talking about myself that I just wanted to hear, like, what was Shannon's life look like? What did her life look like? She's telling me all about all the different businesses that her and Brandy have been in. You know that Shannon was a librarian? Like, I had no idea about that, and she was telling me all about the programs that she was setting up, and it was just the most refreshing thing ever. I remember her leaving my room being like, that was one of the best conversations I've had with, like, a person that I don't think I would have met if... It, like, otherwise, and it made me so emotional that I was just in my room going, well, wow. And it was, like, 2 a.m. She stayed in my room for, like, 2 hours. I don't think she knew that I really needed that night, but I really did.
It's funny the things that happen that you didn't realize you needed. Mm. Like, I really needed karaoke.
Oh, we needed it.
I needed that so badly, and I didn't really want to go because I'd just gotten off the phone to you, being like, I was like, all right, let's go.
I know, I felt terrible about that because I was just like, I know how it is to be on there. Like, I know the overwhelming, I feel like you and I are very similar, even if, like, we're not exactly the same. We are very similar in, I think, how we interact with people, especially, and how people perhaps interact with us because we have a very similar sort of, like, queer online presence, yeah. Right? We're over the top and loud, and people expect us to be like that in person.
Yeah.
And it gets exhausting when I wasn't delivering that for people, and I was just worried, like, are these people going to go on Facebook and now start talking about me? Like, I didn't know who I could go to. It felt very, like, murder mystery, where I was like, which one of you is going to murder me next? Like, which one is going to, like, yeah. Who's going to shoot me in the head and say that it was, like, this person in the library with this? And I'm going, it was hard, but that's why it's so nice to see the both of you, that you guys have each other and that you're able to bond with each other and also like go have these experiences like you had going to see the Junior Suite, meeting with Keisha and her partner. Like, that's so amazing. And I think a lot of people on TikTok, and have been leaving comments in my things, I'm sure in yours as well, are going like, oh my God, Mark must be so pissed. He must be so angry that, like, you know, I know Mark is like gritting his teeth right now. And I'm going, the whole time I was on that cruise, I was going, this is not how it should be for everyone. Like, everyone should get water. Everyone should be treated right. That was the whole thing, was that I wasn't treated different. I was treated like everyone else. And that's what was the issue, was that everyone else was also being treated quite badly as well. And that's what I feel like I was fighting for. Everyone was like, oh yeah, he's not being treated. He's being treated just like everyone else. And he's like pissed about that. And I'm going, that's the issue, babe. It's not like being treated just like everyone else. That standard is not to where I think it should be for these people who are paying this amount of money.
Yeah, $1,000 a night this room costs.
And like, if you were not, you know, well known,
Christian
Hull, you would not be getting bottles of water. I wouldn't be getting
chocolate strawberries. So like, I wouldn't be getting any of this. I'm very grateful for the water. God, I've almost gone through 48 bottles.
Wall of water.
That's crazy.
But I kind of wanted the real experience. I just want to take a moment to give another shout out to today's sponsor, Every Plate, who also sent me off on the Ultimate World Cruise, which is exactly where I am right now. Still cannot believe it. And can I just say, I'm obsessed with Every Plate. Their convenient meal kit delivery and simple recipes have saved me so much time, and the meals are insanely tasty. I wish I could say the same about the buffet here, but I cannot wait to get home so I can start cooking my Every Plate meals. And hold on to your pineapples for this one. Every Plate helps you get dinner on the table from just $2.19 per plate. That's so much cheaper than the supermarket. You can order Every Plate now at everyplate.com.au and save up to $180 off your first 5 boxes with the code ULTIMATE.
And so you're also here with your friends, right, Christine?
Yeah, I'm here with the bestie and the bestie's daughter, Denny.
So that's really nice too. Like, you have this sort of like, you can go do all this like crazy stuff, but you also have sort of people that you know like to go back to at night. Like, that's
good. But have you heard Joe's singing? Joe's the friend.
I did hear Joe singing. But I will say I also heard your and Adidas singing. So, like, I did feel like
Look, I will admit mine was bad, but Joe's was like, when you say you sound like a cat being strangled, it physically sounded like a cat being strangled. She's so shitty with me. She can't get over I hated her singing.
She just
says
jealous. He's just jealous. He's just absolutely jealous.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask... We've come up with a concept for a reality show. Do you know the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? I don't think it's in the
state.
Yeah. And so I'm on a cruise ship, Get Me Out of Here. And so we were thinking about taking it to like P&O. If we got it across the line, would you ever come back? Would you?
Without a doubt. Okay, if it was for you and we all got to be on a cruise ship together, I think that would make such incredible television. I don't think it would be like, it would be insane. And I told you, I wanted to go on there and be the villain. I was the villain to the people I was not expecting to be a villain to.
You're right. Well, everyone in my comments says they're praying that you will miraculously get on at some point while we're on here. They want you to come. They loved you so much. All my comments, you go through them. Mark Sebastian needs to come on. Get Mark Sebastian on the podcast. Get Mark Sebastian on your new reality show. Like,
he's coming back. He's coming back.
And we asked a question last night at the dinner table. So this was Joe, Audrey, Tam, Bobby, you.
Joe and Audrey don't follow me back on TikTok. I'd like to say that. I would like to bring that up.
Oh, well, we'll find out for you. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I want you to go up to them and be like, that's funny. Because you know who was right there when you guys were getting hacked? Me. I was there. Where are you for me?
Okay.
Okay.
Although Joe's going to take that.
Quite harsh.
And he'll feel so bad. He will feel he's so sensitive. He's so sweet.
You can also ask Ali and Andrew, because I straight up went up to them and was like, you guys don't follow me back. And they were like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll do that right now. And I was like, mm-hmm.
I love you.
And I'm going, take out your phone. Yeah. Oh. I'll scan it. I'll do it. If you want, just hand me your phone. I got it.
Scan the QR code. Now, go.
Yeah, it's fine. This is I really want to also say thank you for always crediting me. You do not need to. This is not.
No, yes, I do. Like, yes, I do.
No, it, but you are
paved the way.
Doing such a. I just did this because I really wanted to show people that, like, there were other ways to do brand trips and to do influencing other than me holding up something going, you should buy this. Like, let's take this out of the realm of, like, just trying to hawk products onto people and actually make it fun, like guerrilla marketing so campaign fun. Style. So and I think that that's really amazing. But it's like, I can't tell you how fun it has been for me to witness all this. I mean, how fun it is for me to witness you guys validate every one of my issues with the cruise ship. But also to, like, see what the hell's going on and to hear how, like, and to also hear how much I've, you know, impacted people on there and how nice they're being. Like, that's really good because I feel like when I got off of there, I was so overwhelmed. I also know that you're going to go to Hong Kong, right?
I'm switching off in Hong Kong, although I've got I do have to spend a day with Chrissy and Joe at Disneyland.
You have to spend a day.
Do you know how
you say that like it's a chore. I have to spend a day.
Well, I've got no... I'll ask Joe to record some vision.
Oh,
but
I've got Danny.
No, we'll go to Disneyland and then I'm... it's over the Easter long weekend and then I'm just literally in my hotel room for 4 days... just expelling all of the...
That's what I was going to say. Oh. That's what you need to do. I'm not kidding. Like, you need to have a... When I got home, my friends were like, we need to come over. We need to, like, talk. Because all this stuff had happened. I'm getting all these headlines and, you know, people are starting to, like, talk about it.
Yeah.
My friends who are not on TikTok were starting to read about it. And I'm going, guys, I literally can't see anyone. If I see anyone, I will bite your head off right now. I need, like, 5 days by myself in my room. But also it's like it's been really nice to have like us to be able to talk about this because no one else has this experience and I'm trying to explain it to my friends.
Literally it's just the three of us.
We're
the only people that have gone through and all of our experiences are vastly different, but it's like we're in the trenches together.
There's like Lauren as well and Nadine and they have like a similar thing, but they weren't on at like, I mean, Lauren definitely, and Lauren I know has a lot to say about the cruise as well. She's someone who came on in Santiago, Chile, and then went, I think to LA, so there are like a couple people, but it just feels great that we have everyone to be able to do this. What I really want and my dream is that we find someone like Bravo or someone. I don't know why there's like a parade outside happening right now, but we find someone like Bravo who brings us all out for a reunion, and we just host everything and we go, okay, so now let everyone air out all of our grievances. Who do we hate? Like,
is this like an Untucked almost?
Exactly, it's an Untucked, and we just like, actually, bitch, you know what? When you said this, like, actually, bitch, I know you have a secret Reddit account, and I'm going.
Oh, I want to see that. So badly, but I don't want to be a part. I don't think I could handle sitting there while all that happened.
Oh, I need my hair done.
But there's a lot of information that I have that I could contribute. I need my hair done. This isn't happening, Chrissy. This is hypothetical.
Who's to say? You're saying it out loud. Manifesting.
Say that again, Mark.
She goes, Jenny would win Survivor because she has a great wardrobe. You have the same priorities as I do. Like, very, very similar.
Your wardrobe was so amazing. I've brought 3 pairs of clothes and I look like a pauper and a pleb, but...
Oh, no, I've got that many clothes. I could keep going.
Yeah, I brought 2 70-pound suitcases of clothing. Like, and I went on there and I was just like... And my suitcase wheel broke. So I was lugging this, like, giant-ass suitcase just around and filled with, like... literally 3 different coats that I wore once.
That's so funny. Like,
thank you.
You did a room tour and you're like, and this is my wardrobe, and you open it and I'm like, 18 days and it's packed. It is absolutely packed. Mine is empty. I've got 1 pair of shoes, 3 pairs of undies and 4 shorts
and
3 t-shirts.
But you're implying that there's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it, Mark. No. You're fabulous, my love.
No, there's nothing wrong with having a good wardrobe.
Now, can I just say... Sorry, sweetheart. Yeah. Can I just say, if I don't say this, Charlie's going to get the shits with me, right?
Charlie is...
Go on.
Your gorgeous son, 23?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You and he channel each other the way... Don't
Absolute... Can I? Sass.
Can I? Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel honored because, I mean, if you raise him, he must be very, very, very cool.
Go and have a look at Charlie's profile. I don't know if you feel totally honored. Bless him. Love you, Charlie. I love you, Charlie.
Is he,
yeah. Oh, yes. God. Worse. Okay, the God. Two of more thank gay God. Than every gay combined.
We've had dramas. We've had phone
he's
calls.
Just FaceTimed you before, too.
Oh, did he? Of course.
Yeah,
he did.
He's probably got an issue. He needs mum's help.
Oh,
bless.
We need to FaceTime like with Mark on. Could you imagine? He'd squeal.
Can we?
Can we?
Can we finish the call? Let's FaceTime him now and he can say a quick hello ahead. and then how we could go on forever.
Have you guys met that Australian like TV guy?
Which one?
Oh, Richard. The Richard one Reed.
Richard Reed.
Oh. Yeah, Mark's not a fan.
Well, anyone who was a fan anyone was friends with you know who, I'm like gross.
Yeah, I've sort of avoided him a little bit. Hi, you're in my room. We have a surprise.
Just
we want to show you.
Just a surprise for you, babes. Just a moment. How do
you're
I turn
gonna,
around?
No, just you're gonna have to.
Oh, you know
that. How do I turn? You don't even know how to record. No, okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
You ready? You ready?
On the podcast.
Yes, we're recording.
Okay. Hi.
Hold on. You got to do it this way. Hold on. We're just gonna. I'm just gonna
hello.
Point you.
How's it going?
I didn't even know I was gonna meet people today.
Oh my God! Hi! Wow! What a! This is amazing. Are you? You're in Australia, I'm guessing.
Yes, I am.
Just love the nose ring.
Thank you, thank you. Oh my God, Mum, you took me off guard. I didn't.
Look
know.
At him. See what did
look
I tell
at him.
You?
He is flustering.
He's fangirling.
Crazy, I'm dying. This is so fun.
Oh my God.
You okay?
Do you wish that you were on the cruise?
Yeah,
or no?
I am.
Hold on.
This is insane.
Charlie, listen. Good question.
Do you wish that you were also on the cruise?
I do. I don't know. I feel like it would have been a lot of fun,
know.
But I've heard that you have
Wow, you sound like insane. I love it. You have like my old Long Island accent.
What does that mean?
Like, well, I used to have a very thick Long Island accent that like I feel like I completely obliterated, much to my chagrin. Like, I feel like everyone really pressured me into not having an accent anymore, and I regret it deeply because I'm like, I wish that my voice. I feel like my voice sounds so monotone now. It doesn't. I mean, I sound like a faggot, but
oh, don't.
I sound gay. I love your accent. It's amazing.
You cleared yourself.
I really do sound like an F slur very often. But I mean, my mother talks like this. She has a thick Long Island accent. She's
what?
She's Italian. She talks exactly like this.
Italian.
And I used to sound like that too, but I got rid of it because I thought that it was like unattractive.
Okay, well,
so you like my accent is good.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a
yours it sounds amazing. But I also love Australian accents.
Do I sound Australian?
Okay, it's about us,
okay.
Charlie.
Yeah, it's about us, Charlie. Can you just follow each other? What's your Instagram or your TikTok?
Snapsit. I don't know what my TikTok
no,
is.
Writing on Mum's coattails.
No writing, no writing on Mum's coattails.
Am I on
the
podcast
Chrissy, will you
right
send it to me
yes,
so I can
yes.
follow him?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hook you both up. All right.
Bye, Charlie. It was really nice to meet you.
Bye, Charlie. He's saying goodbye, Charlie.
Charlie, shut up. Okay, cheerio.
Oh, God, we'll call you back
God.
In a minute, Charlie. Can you answer my Instagram message, please, immediately?
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for doing that for me, darling.
Oh,
well
that
done.
He's so cute.
Oh. He
wait,
is.
He should do drag.
Oh, he's divine. He's not. Well, I've asked that question. He's told me I'm not to discuss anything like that with
what?
Myself.
About
well,
drag?
Well, no, he's not into drag.
Oh, he has the face structure for it, without
he's
a doubt.
Beautiful, yeah.
Charlie.
He kind of looks like Troy a little bit.
He gets that all the time.
Oh,
he gets that
he
all the time.
Does.
He gets that all the time. Someone actually approached him in a line and said, "Are you Troy Sivan?" And he said, "Possibly."
Sivan, are you Troy Sivan? Did you hear that? So, what's his name?
Troy Sivan.
I'm gonna burp myself. Sorry, say she doesn't know. It's Sauvage. It's Troye Sivan. I think Sauvage is the cologne.
That's the Dior cologne.
Do you have you met Troy?
Troy Sivan.
Yeah, you start. Yeah, that's amazing.
All of his really. I'm like all of his good looks were mine. But a lot of his really. I feel like more over the top looks. He used to date like one of my absolute best friends, and then I started styling him, and then we became really good friends. I see him all the time in LA.
Amazing. I used to work. I worked in radio, and we needed a fill-in host, so we used Tide, his brother, and then his gorgeous mother would come in, and we got to hang out with them, and they were
his
lovely.
Mom, I mean, Chrissy and his mom, very similarities.
So similar.
Oh, I need to have a look. Yeah. Troye Sivan's mom.
Fabulous. I met his mom. His mom is fab.
She is so great.
And also, not afraid to tell me when she didn't like something. When she'd be like, I don't like that one. I'd be like, I'll rip it off now.
I'm so sorry. Set it on fire. Okay, Mark, we've got to go.
Oh, really? I just think you are fabulous. I love your guts big time.
Thank you so much for having me on here. It's been amazing.
Oh, God. Can we all just agree that the highlight was Troye Sivan? Do you know, yesterday on the podcast, she was saying, wow, Jenny is like a graceful Giselle, but she was trying to say gazelle. Oh,
she's like a graceful Giselle Bundchen.
That's what I thought she was saying, and then I knew deep down she's probably got no idea who Giselle Bundchen is.
Doesn't
she make the shoes? Doesn't she do the shoes?
I'll let you know after. Okay.
Okay, love you both so much. And let's do this again when you both get off.
Yeah.
And so we can have like a whole catch up.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Go cause more drama. I wanna hear bitches.
I think did your house just go into work mode because the lights just turned red?
So every night when the sun sets, my lights come on. So I don't have to turn them on.
It looks like a whorehouse in your place.
I look like I'm having a sex party.
Yeah.
That's sort of my vibe.
You probably are. Okay.
And maybe I will.
And now I'm trying to get with Anthony.
Fabulous.
He came into my room just before. Do you think he was being flirty?
I think he was. Flirty and thirty and flirty.
Oh.
He's divine.
Was? That's great. Do it.
But I don't know, but he's also so nice. So I might just have a little coffee.
He's the nicest person.
Coffee date.
But I've actually seen Anthony be like, is this going on or no?
Yeah, it will.
I've seen Anthony really fucking like stand up for himself and like be fucking stern. We went out to dinner with Nadine when he got off the ship, and I was like, wow, I've never seen this side of you. And I was so turned on. I was like, Anthony, this is amazing.
Every time I see him, when he came into my room before, I didn't know what to do. I wasn't expecting it because it was just Chrissy. And then she's like, oh, Anthony, in you come. And I'm like, oh my God, hello. And then we went out onto the balcony and it's a sign.
That was a sign.
A big, long water spurt.
That was a sign. Do you think
a huge water tornado.
Do you think it would turn for me? Like as he...
Get out of my room!
Water tornadoes? I didn't get any water tornadoes.
It was beautiful. Yeah, we got a little water tornado. You got Antarctica! Calm down!
I did go to Antarctica.
I got nothing.
With an iceberg on the deck with LRB in a jacket.
I love how...
Okay, that's actually the most psychotic... Like, the fact that you did that is... I still, to this day, think about that. Like, what? Like, we actually were all, like, brainwashed into thinking that was, like, yeah, of course we're going to put an iceberg on the fucking pool deck and we're going to go sit on it.
Do you remember that when they did that?
The first thing I thought was, ooh, the environmentalists weren't like this.
Yeah. You listen, I've sat on a lot of things in my life. Never thought I'd sit on an iceberg.
Sit on an iceberg on a cruise ship.
We might need to recreate that.
But the
somehow.
Fact that there was a line, like, and now I sit on it and get a photo. It's the weirdest. It's so unnatural.
The funniest one was I actually went upstairs on live to go sit on the iceberg, and like separately from all of us, I went on there, and then out of nowhere, Jenny came and was like, oh my God, I was just coming to do the same thing. And then like from the distance, it's like snowing, out appears LRB with a pina colada. It's like 2 a.m. She like just comes sweeping over. And she's like, oh my God, you guys are here too? And I was like, this is crazy. How did we all do this at the same time?
We need to recreate that. We need to recreate that memento.
I don't think we
LRB
can.
LRB is, I can't, I mean, truly, LRB is like one of the most creative people in the entire world. She's so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't hung out with her. I need to work out how to...
You need to hang out with her.
Invite her to my room.
I need to be booking people in for you.
You did find out her name.
I'll be the PA.
I found it out.
I don't want to know.
I'm devastated.
Her name is LRB.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, we're not going to say it. I'm never going to reveal it to anybody.
I will never spill it. It's LELLERBARBY.
No, Chrissy, he's telling you what her fake name is.
Oh, right.
It's genius. He came up with LELLE.
Oh, yes.
LARBY.
Space.
LRB.
Oh, okay. Got it now. Took a while. Got it.
That's her drag name.
That's so brilliant. All right, I've got to go. I've got a lunch. I've got a lunch date with Sabrina, who also I reckon would win Survivor.
Who?
Sabrina.
Oh, I mean Sabrina. She would win Survivor, but she would win Survivor by blood. You know what I mean? Like, she would not be scared to like take people out.
Do you remember the first Survivor?
Yes.
And then
break her hat?
Yeah, but when that woman went off her shit, that's Harry, Sabrina.
Yes.
That's Sabrina. She loves these podcasts, so shout out to Sabrina. She does her diamond painting and her crafting while listening to these. So, all right.
Okay. Well, I love Thank you.
All.
Love you all soon.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye. Cheerio. That was so much fun.
Oh, that was good fun.
I'm exhausted, but is that...
Same. I know. What's the time?
Well, it's 10:12.
Feels like it's 2 o'clock. I need to organise. I just don't... Is it weird if LRB comes into my room and we have a chat?
Okay, now look, I've got an idea, Christian.
I've got to bring Anthony.
Right. I think I should arrange guests to come in and do a podcast with you, but I not tell you who I'm booking. So they just turn up.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
They could just turn up and then you...
Okay, suss out if they would like to, because I know not everyone would probably want to divulge
their...
Of course. Life stories.
No.
But so keen. I want to get Anthony.
Anthony's on the top
Anthony,
of the list.
Anthony, LRB. Everyone is requesting LRB. I don't know if she would. She's quite guarded. So it may not be of interest to her.
Her and I like this. LRB
what if? What if I like this. Oh, God. What if I teach you how to record and you do the LRB episode? Oh, no, but I really want to. What if we both do it? What if we both go upstairs or to the card room or something? Suss it out.
I'll suss it out.